This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Let's us talk to a young fella here. What we're going to talk about is he's recently been swept up into this whole cancel culture thing as well, being deplatformed in various means. And I'm talking about the head of Full30.com, the web-based gun video website, Full 30, and talking to Jared Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, my friend. Now I can say long-time listener, multiple-time caller.
Yeah, sure. If you've been waiting for that one, that now you got it. You earned that right there.
I got it. I need a badge.
I should make a bet. You know, that's something that I should take that. Paul Markle, Jared's dad, he has a patch for everything. And when he's out there on the shows and everything, he's like, you know, it doesn't matter if you're like, hey, you know, I got a bad heel, but I'd like to be able to shoot with one heel on the ground. He's got a patch for that. I'll have to look into doing that. That's some good advice. I should look into doing that. Tell me what happened with Full 30. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Well, we kind of saw this coming because the writing has been on the wall for at least the last, I'd say, 6 months. But we have a forum on Full 30. So Full30.com is the video platform that we've actually expanded outside of just gun videos. We do all outdoor outdoor sports, guns, and anything that's related to things that people that like guns like, too. So we have a forum where we encourage people to actually partake in, discourse is what it's called, right? And so we actually used a software called Discourse because we believe that discourse is important. And if you follow the great minds of the Western world, it's always been an important thing. Well, I didn't know that the Discourse software, one of the owners is actually pretty heavily anti-gun. And naturally, you know, Full30.com has guns on it, so I assume that's why they don't like us. But I took a little bit of time to do some research because everybody knows, well, most people know discourse is. And if you don't, then the simple definition is to consider, go through, or treat of in speech or writing. And so to discuss or talk over.
Right.
And so everybody knows what that is. But what does it mean to be civilized? So Discourse, the software, they say, hey, we build a community platform for civilized discussion on the web. And all I'm trying to do here is get down the road and figure out why we've been deplatformed from this company. So we were doing Discourse with our forum. That's just what forums are. People talk. And so I was like, well, what does civilized mean? So I looked up the definition for civilized. And the definition for being civilized means you're at an advanced stage of social and cultural development, usually marked by the existence of organized communities and an adherence to established conventions or behavior. Highly developed is another term, refined and sophisticated in manner or taste, also could mean educated or cultured. And that's where it really stuck out to me. It's like, oh, the people that are canceling, not just this specific company, the people that are canceling our community or our culture, they don't believe that we are at an advanced stage of social or cultural development. And that really stuck. It's kind of offensive, to be honest with you.
Right.
And So what I did realize is that this specific company that we were using, they recently, in August of 2020, they push a new release out. And one of the things that they say is, here at our company, we believe in creating open, inclusive software that everyone feels comfortable using. Well, clearly, I don't think that's the case, because everyone would also mean people that are in the gun outdoor industry, which is fine. It's totally fine. It's not my company. You can do whatever you want with it. But we can't be silent about this kind of stuff, because you remove our ability to talk, and then the overall, I guess, the country or the world, they see less of what would be our thought process, or people in our community that think a certain way or do things a certain way. The less they see of that, the more abnormal or not normal people like us seem. And I don't know if that's the end goal. If you ask me right now, I would say that it seems to be to make our community, our culture less or more abnormal, less normal, more abnormal. And so I have to say thank you to both Robert and Joe and my entire dev team, because the transition on this thing was pretty smooth. And so we were able to move everything over. The forum's still there, and they worked pretty hard on making that possible.
Well, you know, I've often thought that the gun industry is pretty adaptive, has to be pretty adaptive, just because of the things that jump up, like being losing banking services. Those companies have to move pretty fast, and you know, obviously you've moved pretty fast. Now, with what you have done, have you guys sort of future-proofed this against anything like this happening again?
I believe so. Yeah, we own the infrastructure for everything that we're doing. We just actually, I got the paperwork today for a Second Amendment to a friendly processing company. We're going to be working with them rather than the processor that we've been using, because with the OnFull30.com, our producers, the people that produce videos, can offer exclusive content to their viewers. So if you're a viewer and you're looking at, you're watching Lock and Load station or channel on Full 30, then what Bill could do is he could offer exclusive content to people that pay him a monthly fee. And so with that, we know that if at some point in time our processor gets pulled out from under us and we have people that are making a living on the platform, then that makes it makes it difficult for them to do so. It would just rip their living out from under them too. So rather than wait until that comes up and that becomes a problem, we're just solving that before it even does.
Cool. I want to talk about some of the other things that you're doing, that you have done with Full 30 as we go along in this hour. You can do the whole hour?
I believe so.
Okay.
For you, Bill, I can do anything.
I do appreciate that. Although I just found my thumbnail for the podcast part of it, and you don't have to tell me now, but they're calling you Lil Fedor.
So that's. I don't know if it's going to be too long of a story. How much time do we have?
You can tell it. We got about a minute. You got a minute? Can you do it in a minute?
Okay. Maybe. I'll give it a stab. So back in my previous life, I was a professional fighter, and I did mixed martial arts. So I grew up from kindergarten. I started wrestling, and then I moved into jiu-jitsu and more of the boxing stuff, Muay Thai, judo. And so when I was 18, I had my first amateur fight. And I don't remember if it came from amateur fights or professional fights, where my coach and my team, they had nicknamed me Little Fedor. And those of you that have watched fighting MMA from the beginning or are just fans of MMA know who Fedor Emelianenko is.
Yep, I do.
He was the best pound-for-pound fighter for a little while. And so I was honored to kind of earn that name. And, of course, the Internet turned itself upside down on the fighting forums. Like, who's this guy calling himself Lil Fedor? I'm like, well, I didn't come up with that nickname myself. Generally, you don't give yourself your own nickname.
Well, you know, so, that's right.
Yeah.
They can just suck on that one, Jared. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount
when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Jared Markle from full30.com, and you still do Student of the Gun as well, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. My dad and I own the company together.
Yep, Student of the Gun, which is a very, very, very good show. Let's talk about what you are. Well, I mean, with Full 30, you came in. Are you like the third or the fourth iteration of them trying to make that work?
That's a good question. And I would say more than one, less than 10? Five, I think.
Okay.
I'm not really sure where I sit in here.
Yeah. But yet it does look like from what I'm seeing when I go there, because quite honestly, before Jared took it over. Now, I by the way, I did figure out how to export an MP4 again. Whoa!
Oh,
so
I'm proud of you.
Yes, I'll be doing that very shortly. Full 30 creates a place for creators that do do videos that are based on outdoor stuff, camping, fishing, and guns. Gives them a place to go because YouTube may become less friendly to that. And it's important that you guys actually make that work. And it does appear like you have finally hit on the right strategy to make it work. How are the like I know you have all of the big creators there. How do they seem to like it now?
We have heard from the creators that the experience now is much better than it was before. And I believe that is because what we did when I came on is we implemented a refurbish of the entire platform. We had to, essentially what needed to be done was the code needed to be updated because the initial platform launched in 2015 or 2016. I can't remember the exact year, but Student of the Gun was one of the initial producers on there. So I had experience from the producer standpoint and also from the business management standpoint. But anyway, so one of the things that needed to be done was the technology revamp, essentially, because years go by and technology is kind of outdated, and revamping the entire thing takes a lot of time and effort. And so that's what we did when I first came on, is it had already been started. So the refurbish had already been kind of started and built a little bit here, a little bit there, but it wasn't close to being pushed out live yet. And so, be it a good decision or not, now I think it was a good decision. But at the time, it was one of those things where it's like, I'm going with my gut here, and I think this is going to work out in the long term, but there are no guarantees in business when you make decisions, right? You don't really know until you know. And there wasn't really anything to base that off of as far as historically with a company like Full 30, because there aren't many of them around. And so, and one thing that I actually talked to other business leaders about is, if you want to be a leader, then you can't always base your decisions off of statistics that are gathered from other people and what they've done. Because if you're going to lead, then there is no path that's already been blazing. You're blazing the path, and there is no data to go off of.
Exactly.
So we made that decision. Everybody in the company was on board. The dev team was actually very happy because they got to create a new platform that they knew and understood all of the technology that was implemented. They were happy with it being up to date. And so we went forward with that. It took us a few months to get it out. And I believe that that's why the better experience is there now, because we've got the updated technology that is faster for the viewer who's watching, but also for the producer that is uploading the videos. The videos are actually uploading pretty quick now.
And that, I've heard people talk about that. Believe it or not, watching a video upload over 6 or 7 hours, not wanting it to corrupt or anything while you're doing it, that's actually a thing. Now, are you guys, have you adopted it yet? Has it been changed enough yet to where it can, you guys can stream yet?
Not yet. That is in the roadmap. I'm hoping to get to that this year because it is a big thing. Streaming would really improve the experience on the platform. That is its own set of issues, and I'm not going to pretend I know as much about technology as the dev team. So I refer to them on this kind of stuff. I'm like, hey guys, what's this going to take? How long is it going to take? And according to the dev team, that's a pretty big egg to crack, which I understand. So right now we're focusing on getting the experience to, we're listening to the producers and getting an experience to what they want it to be before we focus on new features like live streaming.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that will come in time. It's a good thing. I mean, and you guys do this. You Student of the Gun is on a bunch of streaming platforms. You know the value of this, so I'm confident that you will get that handled.
And the thought process in my brain is, if we give the producers the ability to make money on the platform before we allow the streaming or make the streaming possible, then when we do enable streaming, it will only increase the ability for the producers to monetize.
Right.
Because one of my questions that I have for, well, the entire industry, I guess, is why do we continue to support the platforms or the technology or just anybody in general who actively dislikes us? And that comes from, you know, being the cancel culture and then now us being affected by the forums being canceled there for a short period. They never went down because the people at Discourse were nice enough to give us an entire billing period to get things situated. So we were able to move quick enough to keep the forum up and running. And that's a big thanks to Robert and Joe. But why, the question is, why do we support people who actively dislike us? So if we can go somewhere else and give our money to people who are within the industry and people who support the industry, then it really just makes the entire industry better.
We will have to – I want to pull that apart because that's a very good question. I've asked this many times. I've asked that very question many times simply because until certain things happen, the full 30s of the world – are not really going to realize how big they could be. And I don't know how many creators sit out there and say to themselves, should I just commit to this and this alone? So let's pull that apart when we get back. Full 30, how do they find Full 30 and Student of the Gun?
Full30.com and studentofthegun.com.
How often is Student of the Gun? How often is that a show? How many lives do you guys do?
We do two public lives a week, and we do two private lives for our members every single week. So we got four total.
There you go. Talking to Jared Markle. He runs Full30.com, and he is also one of the Students of the Gun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris went to the CDC in Atlanta. Officials gave them an update on how the variants are evolving in the U.S.
This variant, B1.2, was wild type, so been circulating in the U.S. for a long time. But you see it's being replaced with this variant, B117. This is the one that we're concerned about in the U.K. and Europe, and is more transmissible, more infectious. So we're in a race with our vaccination rates, our mitigation, continuing the mask and distance as we get this type of emerging variant like B117. We think B117 will be the predominant variant in the U.S. probably by the end of March.
The president is scheduled to speak sometime this hour. This is USA Radio News. Authorities say Robert Long, who police say confessed to all three shooting attacks in and around Atlanta on Tuesday, was supposed to be arraigned in Cleveland County, but the hearing was canceled after a request from his attorney. Long faces 8 counts of murder for all of the victims and 1 count of manslaughter for injuring a man at massage parlors around Atlanta. 6 of the 8 victims were of Asian descent, fueling suspicion that the shootings were racially motivated or connected to increasing attacks against Asian Americans, related to anger over the COVID-19 pandemic. Earlier this week, President Biden said yes when he was asked if Russian President Vladimir Putin is a killer.
I said, look in your eyes, and I don't think you have a soul. And look back at me and said, we understand each other.
The Russian president responded to him, saying Biden's comments reflect the past and current problems of the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Jared Markle. He runs full30.com, as in addition to being one of the hosts of Student of the Gun. And he points out one thing. Nobody that is a creator of videos that is on Full 30, is there anybody there that is on Full 30 exclusively? You know?
That's a good question. So I don't think so at the moment. However, that's actually one of the things that, and I didn't even plan on talking about this, but it's one of the things that is in our current roadmap for the year, is to secure people that are exclusive creators for Full 30.
Right.
And if you're a listener and you produce videos and you're interested in that, then just shoot me an email. Let me know. It's Jared, J-A-R-R-A-D, at full30.com.
That's really the thing, isn't it? Until, I hear about people being deplatformed off of, say, Twitter. And everybody is looking for an alternative to Twitter, because I guess there's certain people have gotten used to having Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I existed before there was a Twitter, so I'm not that upset if I'm not on Twitter. Until, you know, Twitter can do all these things to you as long as you're on Twitter. But if you leave Twitter, then they can no longer hurt you. They can't deplatform you. You go somewhere else. You've actually presented an option with Full 30.
Correct.
And I'm going to I'm going to presuppose that part of it has to do with foot traffic, because YouTube has so much foot traffic, so many people coming there to see, well, how do I change the belt on my dryer? Oh, I might look up a gun while I'm here, too.
That is exactly the case. And so right now, as we see, full30.com is for guns, outdoors, all that kind of stuff, knives even. We've got some nice people on there. And our long-term goal is to expand that into other industries as well. Right now, we're focusing on what we're good at. Full30.com, we know the industry. We are firm believers in the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the entire Constitution, in fact. And so we're serving the people that we identify ourselves with, I guess, is what you could say. So
sure.
Full30.com will always be for guns and outdoors, but maybe in the future you'll see something like a Full 30 Network where it's got other things as well, because it's not so much about the – it's more about free speech than it is anything else. And like we – you hear a lot that without the Second Amendment, the First will fall. I believe that it also goes the other way. Without the ability to gather and speak with like-minded individuals and institutions, then our rights will be limited, because we can't present our – we can't have a civilized discourse, for a callback for the earlier in the show.
Right.
And so we kind of flipped it on its head. Well, it's, well, 1A protects 2A, and obviously 2A protects 1A. But with Full 30, we believe that we're giving a platform so that people can distribute the information that they want to distribute. And it's not really up to us as a company, you know, as long as you're not using our technology for illegal things, because that can fall down on us, right? It's not really up to us as a company to tell you whether you're right or wrong to believe what you believe or share or to say what you say. That's what's so fantastic about America, is that we've got this Bill of Rights that allows us to share ideas and information and then protect those ideas and information.
Well, the Bill of Rights, I've always looked at the Bill of Rights as complementary. They enhance each other. And without a doubt, before you were around, when me and your dad were out there looking for guns in the beginning, we would go buy probably two or three guns that we really wish we'd never purchased before, and then lose money on them because we had no other point of reference. We had to buy them and try them ourselves. And the gun reviewer made more gun ownership more easily done in the United States than any other thing out there, because these were the guys that were test driving it, and now you got to see it happen. The Hickok 45s, the Military Arms Channels, Paul, all of these guys that were doing this stuff and showing this stuff, it made it easier.
Yeah. It's funny that you bring that up, because I, being the son of Paul Markle, who's been in the industry for 30-plus years now, and I get a lot of questions. They're like, well, what's your holster bin look like? And I do have a smaller holster bin, but sure. I still do have a holster bin, right?
Right.
And so I was lucky enough to have a father who was in the industry, did these things for a living, and he passed the information on to me, so I didn't have to go through the process of finding the right thing. Now, I had to find the right thing that worked for me, because what works for me might not work for Dad, might not work for you, et cetera.
Right.
But generally, overall, I didn't have to go through the crappy one-size-fits-nobody holster. I didn't have to go through the whole picking a firearm for a concealed carry, because I had the information readily available.
Right.
And so I could do my research or call Dad and say, hey, what do you think about this thing? And those of you that know Dad, if you say, what do you think about this thing, set aside about 30 minutes to an hour, because you're going to get a full explanation, and which is fantastic. So I had all that information readily available. Well, I'm not the only one that does, because of technology now and full30.com. You can go there and get a whole bunch of different experiences from different people, and then you make your own decision on, okay, I believe this person, but I don't believe this person, and I'm going to buy this thing because I think it works best for me. And so, training is really the way that you're going to be able to make the decision that works for you, because you'll be able to use your gear, know your gear. And so, obviously, training is the number one, but if you don't have the resources to get the training, and I would argue that everybody has the resources, it's just about priorities, But if for whatever reason you find yourself not having the resources to get training, then you can go to something like full30.com and see what other people have to say and at least get something better initially than you would have if you didn't have that information.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have all of the you have quite the diverse group of guys that are gun reviewers anyway. I see them and there's one for every taste, because as a creator of video myself, I know that not everybody likes my take on things, but they might like somebody else's take on things. But I just find that interesting that while we all bemoan the fact that, okay, YouTube doesn't like us, they make it hard for us to do these kind of things and all these other things, when we have an opportunity to go somewhere else and do something else, we don't.
Yeah, and that's been my experience, and I believe that it's because YouTube, I don't know how monetized people can be on YouTube, because we've tried it with Student of the Gun, never made a decent portion of monetization because, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's because we just didn't get the views on YouTube or what, but we weren't able to really monetize YouTube as a platform. And so my initial thought was, hey, maybe it's because people can't monetize their content. You know, content creators, it costs money to buy the cameras, the equipment, and then you spend your time producing the content. So obviously that's worth something. Even if you're a brand new creator that doesn't have the experience and you're just trying to get
this
started.
Hold this thought. Tell everybody how to find Full 30, Student of the Gun, real quick before we go to break.
Full30.com. Sign up there, and then studentofthegun.com. You can get a bunch of information there.
Absolutely. Jared Markle, he's with us right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That is the home of the binary trigger, the Seleuce line, the Militia line, Providence, Reformation. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We've been speaking with Jared Markle from full30.com, a student of the gun as well. As you go forward, I know that where you're at right now with full30.com is not where you intend to be. Can you share anything at all about where you think this may end up going? I mean, you've already got all of the creators there. Where do you think this goes?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I think that there is an opportunity for us to serve a lot of people here, anybody that's interested in free speech. And I think that taking what we're doing with Full 30, there's a lot of work that needs to be done with full30.com. I'm very happy with what's been done so far. And, you know, in a short period of, it's 9 months now, there's been a lot of stuff that's been done. And thank you to my entire team for making that happen, because I'm just the dude that has these ideas. And Jeff Kirkham is one of the owners. Him and I are pretty tight together. Good friends, and him and I see things the same way. And so there's some things that I've had ideas for, and there's things that Jeff had ideas for, and then we kind of wrapped our brains together and then delivered it to the team that actually gets the stuff implemented. And it's just amazing what they've been able to do in such a short period of time. But so we've got things moving forward in the future. We've got, like right now, we've got the ability for producers to have a membership and then the viewers to tip their favorite producers. Because, like I said earlier, as a producer, it's difficult. Maybe it's not difficult, but it at least costs money, time, and effort to produce the content. So if you're a viewer and you appreciate what the producer's doing, support them so they can continue to do that. And we're giving options for producers to be able to be supported on the platform. In the future, we've got things like live streaming on the docket. Right now, we're working on what's called programmatic advertising, allowing the producers to better support their channel. And then for the viewers, it'll be delivering ads that they're interested in. So if you're watching, for instance, if you're watching a knife video, then maybe you don't want to see something about a fishing rod or whatever. And so we're working on kind of getting that more narrowed down so that it's a better user experience and a better experience for the producers as well. I mentioned live streaming in there. And then there's some other stuff that I'm, we don't have really a deadline on these things, so I don't want to mention them yet. Because one thing that is, one thing that I've heard from the producers is that we need to deliver things and then talk about them, if that makes sense, rather than promise that something's coming and then not deliver. So before I have a timeline for something, I just won't talk about it.
Right. Well, to your point about what it takes to actually do a video, and I mean, this is the problem with gun creators, because gun creators, they build guns. They build rigs. They put things together, and they're looking for an optimum package with that. So when they start shooting video, that just carries over to that. There's nobody out there, you know, for the most part, shooting stuff on a Quasar camcorder. My YouTube setup that I've transitioned over with TV for just because of the sensor, the camera body alone is $4,000.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a big chunk of investment.
And then when you start talking lenses, oh, my goodness. And then you got to have audio. Then you got to have lighting. And before it's over with, you've got a little bit of investment in there. I don't expect to really make any money off of that, but I do. I'm doing that to try to put out the best video product I can, right? So, to that end, that's why I have done that. But it doesn't just happen. Do you know Hickok's son John?
I've met him at shows, but we're not friends or anything.
Well, you know, I've met him enough to say hey to him, but I mean, I walked up to him one time and I said, hey, man, how did you figure out how to zoom in on your dad and stay right on him and then pull back at the same time when he starts shooting at that gong the way you do? And he's like, he almost wanted to cry. It's like he's about to cry. He's like, nobody's ever asked me that before. I mean, I did, you know. So, I mean, you know, this stuff doesn't just happen. Yeah, it makes the presentation entertaining and quasi-educational, you know, so.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, producing video is indeed a form of art. And the people that do it really well, it's one of those things where if you do it really well, the viewer doesn't notice because it's so frictionless when they watch the video. And as much time and effort that goes into producing the thing, making sure that the cuts aren't harsh to the eye and all right. That stuff. It takes a lot of time and effort, and if you do well, then nobody really knows unless they produce the material as well. And so what you said to Hickok's son is it was probably a relief that somebody had noticed that he did that.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, nobody's ever asked me that before. And I, you know, when I see Hickok, he just says, I don't want to talk to you. Where's your wife at? So, you know, I'll go over there. I'll talk to John. We'll talk cameras and that kind of stuff. Because that in and of itself, I mean, when you look at Hickok, I mean, when he started his channel, I think he had one thing out there, way out there in his field or whatever. Now he's got a fully appointed shooting range.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that because, well, he just thought he wanted one. He did it because he was getting views and people were enjoying what he was doing. So. And to that end, once you build all that stuff up, to have that taken away just on some, because some political ideologue out there doesn't think that guns are a constitutionally, predates the Constitution, the right to self-defense, the right to bear arms, that'll just ruin your day. And Full 30 coming in fills that void.
Well, I'm happy to have the opportunity to be involved with Full 30 because I think that I bring a unique perspective because we've been producing content through Student of the Gun since 2010 or 2011. We're coming up on we just passed the 8-year anniversary for the podcast, the radio show podcast. So it's been, time flies, man. And we've been doing this for a long time. And so we kind of understand what goes into the actual production of it. And then One of the things that I really appreciate about the opportunity to work with Full 30 and the team is that I'm learning probably more from the team than they're learning from me.
Yeah.
Which I need to step up my game and teach them some more, but I'm learning a whole lot about development and the way technology works and the pros and cons of being a technology company, because that's really what Full 30 is now. It's a technology company that is, we exist to provide the best technology that we can for people to upload videos, view videos, and then just have conversations with each other through the forum. And then we've got our lead editor, Josh Brooks. He actually runs the blog for us. So if you're looking for some really good content on written content that you can read, and then he actually answers comments. So if you want to discuss things with him, you can do that on the blog as well.
Well, I'm now that I figured out what I got to do, very shortly I will be back uploading on Full 30 again, and that will be my alternative. And then as soon as it's, the time is right, I'm just going to walk away and just do it there in one spot. There's, because it'll be easier. I won't have to play this game of musical uploads, and I'd rather do that anyway. Just one thing, and we'll talk about this at a later time. One thing I'd like for you to implement. Once that happens, I'm there. Tell everybody how to find Full 30 and Student of the Gun before you go, please, sir.
Well, you can find Student of the Gun on full30.com, where all the other videos from the gun outdoor industry are going to be, or already are. Or you can just go to studentofthegun.com and pick up our 7 training tips that could save your life online course.
There you go. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Well, thank you for having me, sir. I appreciate
Absolutely. Anytime. Full30.com, that's where I'm going to start parking stuff, and that's where everybody should be going if they're looking for gun-related content. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.